Adani's controversial Carmichael coal mine proposed for central Queensland has been one of the hottest issues of this federal election campaign. The coalition has sought to capitalise on Labor's balancing act between those in the regions who support it in Queensland and voters in key city-based seats in other parts of the country who are opposed. Cathy Van Extel has spent the past few days in the marginal LNP-held seat of Capricornia, where the opening up of the Galilee Basin is a vote shifter. She's spoken to business people about the benefits to the economy of the Adani coal mine going ahead.
In an industrial estate on Rockhampton's northern edge is the massive headquarters of SMW Group, an engineering and services business for mining and industry. I find director Jack Trenneman in the on-site office.
So we have a multitude of trades, and with the multitude of trades we have in excess of 25 apprentices that regularly turn over every 4 years here, as well as trainees in the administration field.
How many staff have you got?
We've got about 320 odd currently, hoping to grow that further. It's obviously be easy to grow in the mining and resource sector if the Galilee Basin actually got up and going. It's been good for us the last couple of years, and now that everyone's come through the downturn and having the opportunity with another coal mine of that scale coming on board would be excellent for the greater Rocky region, because we still have some youth unemployment here where we want to get them in the workforce.
At 14%, the region's youth jobless rate is 3 points above the national average, but lower than many other parts of the state, including Townsville, with 17%. Both Rockhampton and Townsville will be Adani's FIFO workforce hubs if the project goes ahead. Now that the Carmichael mine's been scaled back, the number of construction jobs has more than halved to 1,500. Adani says it's not specifying how many of them will go to each city. At a coffee shop in Rockhampton CBD, resource economist John Rolfe explains how the region will benefit beyond the direct jobs created by the Adani project.
The second big group are all the contractors. So there's lots of businesses that provide services, you know, during mining shutdowns and other services. And then the third is the business spend that comes into these communities.
So the economic benefits are real for these kind of projects?
They're definitely real, and they're quite large. And people here understand that they're real, because when the mining boom came to an end, mining workforce in Queensland declined by 37% from 2013 through to 2016, and a lot of that was felt here in central Queensland. Housing prices dropped, we've had zero population growth, lots of small businesses have closed. Mining is more important to Rockhampton than agriculture.
How would a small cafe like this benefit?
Mining is a high wage employer, so it really brings disposable income into the region.
Knock, knock.
Next door to the cafe is the office of tourism boss Mary Carroll. She's CEO of Capricorn Enterprise.
The bread and butter, if you like, of the tourism industry is always that 400 kilometre radius. And the Southern Great Barrier Reef destination, which takes in the Capricorn, Gladstone and Bundaberg regions, has been growing with our domestic numbers. In fact, we had record numbers recorded to December last year, and they're spending more and they're staying longer. That has been largely attributed in this particular region to the upturn of the mining resources sector.
Mary Carroll says the indirect benefits flow onto other sectors like education, health and construction. And Mary Carroll says local support for the Adani project is strong because it'll open up the Galilee Basin.
There's seven mines at the moment. They're all going through their approvals process at the moment. And I think one of the fears out there, with all of the talk about one particular mine, i.e. the Carmichael mine, is that if it doesn't proceed, perhaps the others won't.
About half an hour's drive from Rockhampton is Yeppoon, gateway to the Southern Great Barrier Reef. Businessman Sean Appleton owns Hideaway Resort on Great Keppel Island and works as an agent for At The Beach Real Estate. He says mining has driven Yeppoon's economy over the past four decades, and it's only just starting to turn around from the resources downturn.
You've got to look at the empty shops that have happened over the last 10 years in the middle of town here, all with the mining downturn, and I just can't understand why they would stop that mine, knowing full well that Queensland depends on it.
Why is the Adani project so important?
I think Adani's as important as any of the others. I think Adani's just being used as the scapegoat for the rest of them.
How does a booming resource sector benefit local tourism?
Well, with the place we've got on Great Keppel Island, the Hideaway, we would have a third of those people come from the mining towns.
And what about on the real estate side of things then?
I would say we're above 50% of homes that are bought and sold are from people from the mining towns.
What's the confidence level about this project being realised?
Confidence is very high. It will be delayed, obviously, as they can, which is not only delaying it, it's delaying jobs and delaying the economy and delaying everything else that Adani is good for. I believe that this town will fly ahead within, you know, 6 months after that mine being given the go-ahead. The area is going to go regardless, but I think Adani needs to go for the confidence of the whole central Queensland and Queensland in general.
In Yeppoon's newest restaurant at the Esplanade Lagoon, Carla Way McPhail is mentoring a small group of domestic violence survivors and counsellors. It's voluntary work. The Rocks restaurant, with its spectacular 270-degree views of the ocean and nearby islands, is her first foray into hospitality. She runs multiple businesses, including Coltrain, providing training for the resource sector.
I think the extreme opinions are blurring just how much opportunity is in front of us, particularly with the technologies in the mining sector, with automation, with the development of skill bases. And I think particularly the Galilee offers a whole spectrum of employment, from HR to technologies to administration to safety to operations to mining. I think people have a very limited view.
How would you characterise the mood of local community about these delays?
Oh, we're just sick to death of it. You know, we're not fools. You know, we know that we can manage the rural sector, the environment and the mining sector together very harmoniously and very successfully, and we've done it for many, many years. I think that we are a political ping pong that's being exposed to these agendas, and I think it's disgusting. Yeah, we've kind of had enough.
Carla Way McPhail, a businesswoman in Yeppoon, in the very marginal seat of Capricornia, ending that report by Cathy Van Exdell.